You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following on from Shane's comments on the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change report, I talked to James Renwick, who is the head of Geography, Environment and Earth Sciences at Victoria University and a co-author of one of the chapters in the IPCC report, having worked on previous reports over the last 20 years. How long has it been since the last IPCC report? Was it like 6 years or something?
It's actually 8 years since the last Working One report came out, which is the one that was released this week, so it's quite a while.
Yeah, and obviously a lot has changed in that time, and this is a hugely important document for the world and quite difficult to digest both in length and in the enormity of the subject matter. In layman's terms, could you perhaps explain the overall findings of this report?
Well, I think the real headlines are we know that climate change is happening and it's getting worse. We know that humans are responsible for it, mostly through burning fossil fuels, oil and coal. And we know that we can stop it when we stop emitting greenhouse gases into the air by stopping burning oil and coal mostly. Extreme events are becoming more pronounced around the world, and we saw big floods on the west coast of the South Island recently. We've had big droughts. It affects this country as much as any other.
It doesn't matter who the big emitters are, everyone is going to be affected, even if you're a relatively good country.
It's sad, really. It's very unfair that some of the countries that are really feeling the effects earliest, such as in the Pacific Islands, are the ones who have contributed almost nothing to the problem.
Places like the US and China, those massive emitters, obviously they need to do a lot, but the onus is on all developed countries, including New Zealand. In the report, different scenarios were envisaged where the 1.5 degree goal of the Paris Agreement was either reached or exceeded. With these different scenarios, what were the conclusions of these projections? Is there actually any real viability for still reaching this goal, or is it just an idealistic thing that we're actually really not going to reach at all?
Well, the first thing I would say is we know that the climate's changing because humans are releasing carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the air. So the faster we can stop doing that, the faster we can turn off the tap, the less change we'll have from here. So we have all the power, we just need to use it. And really it's every tenth of a degree from here matters. The sooner we can stop the warming, the less damage we'll have to face.
So to conclude, what are the biggest concerns maybe for New Zealand in reducing emissions? I just talked to Councillor Shane Henderson about what the Auckland Council's wanting to do about this, and they're focusing a lot on transport and infrastructure. What other facets of New Zealand life have to really drastically change if we want to make a difference?
Great question, and good to hear the Auckland Council's thinking about transport, because most of the growth in carbon dioxide emissions in New Zealand has been in the transport sector in the last few decades. So electrifying the vehicle fleet, pumping up public transport, getting people away from driving cars, whether they're electric or petrol-powered, would be a good thing. Just reducing the number of cars on the roads and making sure the ones that are there are powered renewably somehow or other. Also in industry, we don't want to be generating electricity by burning coal or gas, so 100% renewable electricity generation and no use of fossil fuels for powering or heating in industry, such as, you know, the boilers that are used to dry out the milk to make milk powder. If we can get all of our vehicles powered by electricity or maybe by green hydrogen, then that would really be a real game changer for this country.
It's just now making that affordable and accessible and actually a viable option for people. And I think this is particularly a concern in Auckland because we obviously have like the majority of the population and cars, traffic, everything. It's an issue for the climate. It's an issue for people trying to get into town. As an Auckland radio station, everyone listen to this. But thank you. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just maybe to pick up on that last point of yours that, the goal I think the government wants is to have a just transition to a renewable economy. So, you know, we can't afford to let people fall behind on this. If you can't afford to buy an electric vehicle, well, yeah, okay. Either there should be financial support for people who aren't able to do that, or there really should be big investment in public transport. So supporting communities across the country is really, really important as we make these changes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.